Learning Masech Nisivam is Daf Chaf Aleph Amid Aleph. I want to go back to the end of Daf Chaf Amid Beis and Firas the Sugya there. The Gemara Daf Chaf Amid Aleph originally held, the Gemara asked the Kasha, how come I chayve lavin the chalets of Slomis at Memis, why don't you say a say the chalets of say? And the Gemara originally brought the Pasuk, it says, the Mayach Mesish Lakakas is Yivimtev also Yivimtev Ashar. It says Yivimtev an extra time. Should just say also Ashara. Why does it say Yevimte? To teach you that there's a Yevama which is Oyel Lechalitza Ve'en Oyel Yibim, which is Chayve Lavin. And the Gemara said, Oy Bezai, why isn't Chayve Krisus Osega Chalitza? And the Gemara brought the Pasuk, El Mayach Mitzish Lekachas Es Yevimte, Chofetz Miyabim, Kol Oyel Yibim Oyel Lechalitza, Chol She'en Oyel Yibim Ein Oyel Lechalitza. And how do you know which one's Chayve Lavin, which one's Chayve Krisus? Mistabra, one's Tafsa Be'Kedushin, one's Lay Tafsa Be'Kedushin. But the Maskana Sagamara was not the way, because that Gemara Nemdon, the Chayve Lavin, you learn it from Yevimta, and it's not Oyel Yibim, and you don't say a Seder Chalais to say. But the Maskana Sagamara is, in Baal Lukanu, so if I say it's me, there I see you say a Seder Chalais to say. The reason why they're not Oyel Yibim is Xeir Darabon and Xeir B. Rishayna to be Yushniyah. That's the Sugya. So Taisus the Maskal Xeir B. Rishayna explains that Lamaisa, you still need the two Sukkim. You still need the pasuk of Yevimtaim, and you still need the pasuk of Emoyachbites. Because he says, Amanim Nesun v'chai v'yasei, you know, it's chai v'lav v'yasei, and chai v'yasei, nafal Yevimtaim, da'af al-gav de'im lan li'ibim, that they're not el-li'ibim is a svar. Ein asei da'ich alayisei v'yasei, ein asei da'ich alayisei. But that they're not el-li'chalitza is exeris the kasuv of Yevimtaim, that they are el-li'chalitza is exeris the kasuv of Yevimtaim. To teach you, that even though it's Ein Elim, it's Ein Lechalitza. Zechariah Taisus is naming on that the two drushes that we had before are still Kayim Lamaskana. But the difference in the Havan Maskana is, in the Havamina, the drush of Yivim, they didn't only tell you that it's Ein Lechalitza. It also told you it's Ein Elim. That the Gemara was Chayzer from. The Gemara said it is Ein Elim in the Raisa. So what do you learn after Yivim? That even though that b'chai v'lavin nothing, b'chai v'lavin midrash is eilu for both chalitza and yibum, but b'chai v'lavin v'asei and chai v'asei, then we know it's not eilu yibum because you don't have the din of asei der chalais asei. So Yevimte tells you it's eilu lechalitza, and b'chai v'krisus im liachbeitz ha'chavitz miyamim kol eilu yibum eilu lechalitza. That tells you they're not eilu lechalitza, and that's the chilek between chai v'krisus. And al kopanim chay v'lam v'asei and chay v'asei. The Ramban brings this pirush of Taisus. B'shem the lachas gedolus. That's what he holds pshat in the Gemara's. But the Ramban brings another pshat. That lamaskana we don't have the joshes of Rev Gidl. Not the josh of Yevimtei, not the josh of Layachbites. So what's the pshat? The chay v'krisus lamaskana say Gemara. What's the pshat? The chay v'krisus of turis mechalitza and chay v'lam and chay v'chalitza. It's a svara. Because if it's Tafsi Kedusha, so mainly you have the Zika. If you have the Zika, mainly it's Oyel Lechalitza. Mashengen, if it's not Tafsi Kedusha, then mainly you don't have the Zika, it's Pocket of Zika, mainly it's not Oyel Lechalitza. I think Taina Derabban of Shat in the Gemara. See, this would answer really Taisus Kasha on Daf Chafam and Aleph. That Taisus asks, the Gemara said, Bishlai Menesuin, Eina Sei Derech Halaysa Vasei. But Menehirisin, Yaveh Sei Vid Halaysa Sei. Right? Taisus Kasha, what's the Bishleima? But had the Gemara in the Havim in the hold, what's the Chilik that Chayve Lavin v'chulin Achaletzis and Chayve Krisis and Achaletzis? What's the Chilik? So Taisus says, you're right. L'kama Bishleima l'may de'emis y'abemis. Chaletzis, we still don't have a pshat. We have a pshat, I'll go upon him why it's not misyabemis. And according to the Ramban's other pshat, it's good because the Gemara really held in slurry, you could say, the Chai V'Krisus is Pater from Chalitza because it's not Teifus Kedushin, and Chai V'Lavin is Chai V'Chalitza. That you can already say in Svara. So that was in Shvaita Gemara. The Gemara's Kasha only was you should say the Chalitza say. When the Gemara says Yevimta is a drosha to tell you that's Eil Chalitza and Eina Eil Yibim, then we have a Kasha Yachi Chai V'Krisus Nami. When if there were no droshas, that would be the Svara Chitzainam. The Chai V'Krisus Ein Oyel Lechalitza, and Chai V'Lavin or Chai V'Lavin V'Asei, even though they're not Oyel Yibum, but they need Chalitza. But the Ramban simply says, because it was, whether you need Chalitza is telling Tfisus Kedushin. Pashi Pshat, just like Kedusha is not Teifis, who within Zikas Yim is not Teifis, so it's not Chayin Chalitza. Now, Shankin Chayin Vilavin, there's no reason why they shouldn't need Chalitza. See, the Kedusha of Shmuel, in Simon Aleph, in Eis Hay, he brings that Rashi seems to hold Al Kabanim Al Berech, the Pshat in the Ramban. Rashi and Av Yudim and Beis, the Gemara mentions Chayin Vilavin B'nei Chalitza V'yibim Ninu. Rashi says, why Chayin Vilavin B'nei Chalitza V'yibim? So Rashi says what the Gemara means, very interesting Rashi, the Chai V'lam V'nei Chalitza V'yibninu doesn't mean that the B'nei Yibam. It means the Skuka Hilil Siyame V'einis Salam Feitchim in the Chalitza. Right? Not sure what about a Seyed the Chalitza, but he says the Mechais Isha Yafinan She'er V'chavon Azein Akaris V'lchol Matzil Mishnaya V'mesnisa. So Rashi says, you know why Chai V'lavin have Chalitza? Because we learn from a Chais Isha that there's no Chalitza. Now that's a Chai Rishmer, because where do we have an Achais Isha, anything about Chalitza? What do we have the Pasuk of Achais Isha? We learn now that Achais Isha is part of the Tzara. Also, Olea tells us not Mi'abim, that had Ogemar before. If every goof a tzricha kra, light tzricha kra, but al kabanim for Leah is every goof a tzricha kra, so Leah tells you that she's not miyabim. Or so, Litzra tells you that she patters a tzara. When is it talking about chalitza? We're talking about chayv elav and aren't miyabim. So we know they're not miyabim. And what's it done by chalitza? What does it say by achais isha? Chay in dem state in Rashi that a Leah ul tzrar teaches you that there's no yibum. There's afkon from yibum. And if it's afkar from yibum, that means there's no zika. If there's no zikas yibum, so misora there's no chalitza. You don't need the pasuk of Malayachmetz. The whole Gemara needed the pasuk of Malayachmetz only if you have yivimta. Yivimta teaches you chalitza without yibum, so mainly you need a Malayachmetz to tell you that in certain cases it's not that way. But without any psukim, if you don't have yivimta, afkar from yibum is mainly afkar from chalitza. Vash state in Aleo El Litzor, state afkor from Yibum. State the Chayvik Krisus is Mufka from Yibum. It's a male Mufka Chalitza. And since you don't learn out the Chayvik Lavin, because Macha Isisha Lafinach Yevich Yavas Lein Akaris, so Chayvik Lavin are not Mufka from Yibum. They're not Miyamim because it's an Isser. So there's two things. There's something which the Torah didn't give a parish of Yibum to, and then Avad, there's no Chalitza. And that's a Leon Litzor. That teaches you there's no parish of Yibum. That teaches you Afkar of Yibum, Mikol, Vakol. And that's only Arayis. Chai Ve'lavin is an Isser. So it's a parish of Yibum with an Isser. Okay. So the Isser is an Ikuv on the Yibum. But she's not Mufka from Yibum. There's still a Zikas Yibum. That's why there's Chalitza. As I say in Rashi here also, Rashi on the Mishnah. Rashi on the Mishnah explains why Chai V'Lavin, why they chalitzes. Rashi says, "Kshemes tzricha chalitza shai taifsin la by kedushin. Kedushin taifsin mechai v'lavin. Av liyvumi loy shusur loy shukayin. Bafture v'loy klum loy loy olam lav lemifture. Delfina me'achis isha. He mentions achis isha. I say, so Rashi is going with that nacha." And then it's an Issa Durabana. But Rashi's going that Nachat is an Issa Lav. That was the Havman of the Gemara. So had the Havman alert, Rashi's explaining. What's the Pshat that Arayis says there's no Chalitza? And Chai V'Lav and there are Chalitza. The Tyrant says, Arayis is an Issa, it's an Issa Lav. But after Iv Loi Klum Loi, why the Olam Lav Lemifterei? You can't patter it, it's an Issa. It's not a Ptur, it's not an Afka. The Alfinim Echesisha. Echesisha teaches you Afka. On Echesisha, we don't have Afka. And Issa doesn't make Afkar without the limit of Achais Isha. That's Shteit in Rashi. So, Mamison, we spoke about this on Nav Gimel. Rashi in Nav Gimel says a very interesting thing. Now that we're learning the Sugya Nav Chav, let's learn over again the Rashi in Nav Gimel with the Kasha on it, the Bekvegas Kasha. Rashi in Nav Gimel, the Gemara there says, why did it say, Paitis Mina Chalitza Mina Yibim? Why did it just say Mina Yibim? So, Gemara says, Itana Mina Yibim, have a Mina Michal Tzchaltza. The Mishnah would have just said Mina Yibum, you'd say it does go Chalitza. Yibum Eloi Miyam Kamash Malon, Kal Eil Yibum Eil Chalitza, Chosh Ein Eil Yibum Ein Eil Chalitza. So if it just said Mina Yibum, so you'd say Milchus Chalitza, Rashi Shlef Yibum Itzis Yibum. Aval Yibum Eloi, Mishnah Zeres Akasa Dulitzar, Kamash Lemes Nisan, Hayilu Patra Abbas Mizikas Yibum, Turim Mina Chalitza, Chol oil lezikas yibum oil lezikas chalitza. Chay she oil lezikas yibum tumim lechalitza. Chol heichad amina chol etzis lemisvev eshin sveikahu. Rashi, Mar here brings down the svar of chol oil yibum oil lechalitza chol she oil lechalitza. And Rashi says, so what's trying when it says chol etzis lemisvev? It's because of a suffix. So Mikvega says, in the Gilyan Hashas, I am a command of Chafim and Aleph, but Tzarechi and Ktzas. Because the Gemara says, Chayv Elavin is also Chalei Tzolim Yisei Bemis. So what does he mean? It's Davka Chayv Ekvises is that way. Chayv Elavin is not that way. So what do you mean? Any time it says, Chalei Tzolim Yisei Bemis, Mishveika, Nabisul Shver. So he said then, from Rav Nachum and from Rav Shmuel Zavsky Takam, Rashi says, Kol Eil Lezika Sibam Eil Chalitza. Chol Shel Lezika Sibam Eil Chalitza. Chayv Elavin Eil Lezika Sibam. Even though you can't be Miyabim, but the oil is zikas yibum. It's not afkar from the yibum. It's not minisir. So the melon, that's another type of chalatzis loy mishibemis. Maybe that's why Mikvegas is sarachin sas. There's oimel on the svar of Balkabonim. You have a different case of chalatzis loy mishibemis. Balkabonim, that's a pshat of Rashi. As I have the aplia. What do you mean? It's only chayv ekrisis. Teretz is, anything that's not oil from zikas yibum, is not chalatzis if they have no zikas yibum. Chayv elavin are oil lezikas yibum. It's just an ikav of an iser, and that din is learned from Machas Yishei. Lamaskana, we don't have the drash of lekachas and yivimdai. Lamaskana, the whole thing is Achas Yishei, which tells you there's afkar from yibum. Now the Gemara goes vaita. The Gemara says itman bias kain gadol ba'almana. The kain gadol is ba'al ba'almana. So machlekes rebeichner malaz if it's patis it's tzarim. And the Gemara says, by a manim and a sun, it definitely does not patter the tzara. And the shayla is there a din a say the chalev say by a manim and a erisin? And the Gemara says the same to Yufta from Mbalu Kanu, vices, there is a din of a say the chalev say. That's the sugya say Gemara. So there's a very interesting marasha here. And l'chayra Rambam, which is mashma like the marasha. The Gemara says, pateris sarasa. And Rashi says, pateris isa the es sarasa min a chalitza v'sagi lo beget. Rashi mentions Isa also. It's like Rashi. L'chayr, the same achleikis is negayah to the Isa. And Amana, min anesu'un also. Gemara says it's Pateris, it's not Pateris Sarasa. Right? Rashi's saying it's not Pateris herself either. She still needs chalitza. So we had a discussion in the previous Amit. If there is a din kedushin in Amana, in Chayv Elavin, or Chayv Elavin Vaseh, we don't say Aseh Dech Leiseh, Zir Din Kedushin. There was a Svara that there's a Din Kedushin. We said the Meiri brought down such a Svara, and the Sharamelech held that way. Because Chayv Elavin, a Tafsibah Kedushin. But we said that the Arish Shainim Klar that hold it's not Tafsibah Kedushin. We said, one Shad, there's a Suffolk by the Parashas Drachim that maybe she's Pashid in Eshesach. Once you have the ikuv of the yibum of Chayv Elavin, maybe it's hajud dina that she becomes an eshesach. Since pasha she's not teifis kedushin, but even if there's no isur eshesach, all yivamis are an eshesach. All yivamis don't have a din kedushin even when they're meteris. We had arichus in the previous shiur about this. But even if kedushin is teifis and she'll need a get, but it's still negeya that she also need chalitza. L'chayv say kedushin is teifis. Kepshuta, you say that you need a get and chalitza. You need a get because kedushin is teifus. They need a chalitza because there still was no yibum, and the din is mechayv elam v'sei la'il lechalitza. Asay lechur. So that's the pshat in Rashi. Pateris oisa v'yetsarasa min chalitza. In other words, the shmuz is not only the p'tur tzara. The shmuz is even the p'tur of the amanu l'kayin gadol alein. And Koshken, if you hold the Kedushin, is not Teifis in Amanu L'Kayin Gadol. So it's nothing. It's nothing. If there's no Din Yibum in Balu L'Kanu, it's zero. And Memela, she still needs Chalitza. But the Marsha says, very interesting Marsha. He said, the Marsha says, the Gemara says, Pateris Sarasa. The Gemara's Mashma said that you do pat to her L'Kuli Alma. And even if you hold Eina Sei Dei Chalitza Sei, and there's no mitzvah yibum, but still, kedushin is teifsin. So the meila, it works a get. That's what he says. He says, but Rashi is mavur, no, that you don't patter it. So the Mashah is bonded. So why did the Gemara say tzarasa? Should have talked about her also. And here's the problem with the Mashah. First of all, L'chayy, the Gemara earlier says not like the Marsha. The Gemara earlier brings a raya from my Petsua Daka that it says in Bo Lukanu, and in Saka Daitach, Chayy V'laim and Deraisa Chalitza Ram, Libra Rami and Bo Lu Amai Kanu. Sounds clear that when the din is that there's no din Yibum, then there's no din in Bo Lukanu. And according to the Rashba, it's only it doesn't pat the Tzara. Machia self, the Kedushin is Taifis, and Nishna them. The Marsha is saying that she doesn't even need Chalitza. So what does it mean? What's the Kash in Baal Lukanu? Good, in Baal Lukanu. Yeah, you kinda, because Kedushin works, and she doesn't need Chalitza now. So this, Achrenim say, that there's a Girs in the Gemara who Paiter is a Tzaris. The Tesefta, the Braisa that the Gemara brings is in the Tesefta, there it says a Paiter is a Tzaris. The Rishash and the Marakayan in the back say this, and other Achrayim. So the Gemara's Kasha was specifically that it says in Baal Lukanu, Paiter is a Tzarais. Why does the Pater the Tzarais if the din is that there's no din Yibum? But the Gavi Patering the Yibum herself, then you Pater even if she's a Chayv Elam Vaseh, even if there's no din Yibum. But the Chayv is very shver. First of all, if it's not Yibum Bechlal, it's Kedushin, so why would it pater? It's Kedushin, it's not Yibum. There is no Yibum. It works with Tyrus Kedushin. Why would it attack a pater? And if you're going to say some Svar, why would it pater? What's the difference between her and the Tzaris? Shah's coming with a new thing here. The Chayv Elam Vaseh, the Tzaris need Chalitza, but she herself is Mutter Beget without Chalitza. Because Kedushin is Taifsa. Why? Why should be mutu that chalitza? And if she is, why would that work for the tzara also? Where's this new musig that if there's a tzara, the tzara would need chalitza, but she herself doesn't need chalitza? What's the pshat in that? Always the chayr is one chalitza, one yibum with chalitza. You only need one yibum chalitza. If you have it, it should work for both. If you don't have it, it should work for neither. But there's a Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchzim Chalitza Perek Vav Alach Yirah writes like this: the yivam she amadim in a nesuin. He had just before said the Chayv Elavin, he grant holds even Chayv Yasei, Midaraisa El Liyibim, Midarabanan Er Asir, Semel and Baal Ukanim. The Yavamashi Amanim in an Asun, Baal Ekayin Gadol, Loinifter Tzarasa. Sheena Sei Dechalaisa Sei Vasei. So also he brings the Gemara Loinifter Tzarasa, doesn't talk about her herself, and he says, Vahayel Vlaikanim in Atari Kinyin Gomer, Vahuchat Tzarasa Lazar Chatachlites. Since you're not kainim in a tari kinyan gomer, you have to know what that means. Lehuchet sarasa lazara chetachlitz. So the Beis Shmuel, in Simon Kufayin Gimel, Kufayin Dal, Sifkan Gimel, on the Shulchan Aruch Evan Ezer, he says, Kasha, lama kasa ram bon mesun lifted tzara, tepik lehiyatz megam kenein peturim, v'yesh liyashiv. So the Beis Shmuel sounds like he's learning the Rambam, that only the tzara is not part of it, but she's part of it. As a kasha, she herself shouldn't be part. He says v'yesh liyashiv. Not clear what he means, but the Rambam's abyssal mashmalik the mashal that you do part yourself, but not the tzara. And Chazanish says no. The Rambam was not at the lashon agamara, but really she doesn't part to herself either. But the Rambam, you see, if all he would have said was the leinifter tzarasa, that's like the lashon agamara. But then when he fears us hayav lekanim and atari kinyan gomer lehurchet tzarasa lezara chetachlitz, he's already saying more. He should have said, no one's mutter lazara chetachlitz. So if Shimon Shkab says in Gemal Megizach, if Shimon Shkab says that Yibum is a mitzvah, but Yibum is also a kinyan, and you can mechal between the two. So when you have Chayv Elam Vaseh, which are also to have Yibum, in them state there's no mitzvah Yibum. We spoke about that earlier. Somehow we learn from there, Eina Sei Deich Aleisa Sei, or Eina Sei Deich Aleisa Vaseh is going to tell you there's no mitzvah Yibum. But it doesn't tell you there's no kinyan yibum. This is what we're speaking about before. The chayv elavin have a zikas yibum. There's just an ikav on the yibum. Zaktiv Shimon, the ikav is only prevents the mitzvah of yibum from taking place. But the kinyan of yibum could take place, not just kedushin. In the previous year we were discussing kedushin, because kedushin could be typhus. Now we're saying a new thing. No, kedushin can't be typhus, but a kinyan of yibum could be typhus. But it's not the mitzvah yibum. He says, you know why Chayv Elavin or Chayv Elavin Vasei, you know why the Chilet says, I Midraisa, there's no Yibum. The Tari says, because Midraisa, there is Yibum. The etzim is really a yisayin. If there's no mitzias of yibum, there's no chalitza. And could be even without a pasuk, like we said. If there's no mitzias of yibum, there can't be chalitza. Chalitza is said in the mitzias of yibum. What's the pshat that by chayve lamin vasei, they got chalitza? Because there is a mitzias of yibum. There's no mitzvah yibum. There's no way to mekayim the mitzvah yibum, because there is no mitzvah yibum, but there's a mitzvah of yibum. There's a kinyan of yibum. But if you can make it that there can't be a kinyan of yibum, then you take a pater from chalitza. So he says, "Amari de gezach." In the first of the days, we have Rebbe. Rebbe says, "Ulakacha lasit saris harai." So what are we saying? Ulakacha means you take her one. That if it's trei lekuchen and you can do either one, then you can take either one. But if you don't have the trail of kuchen, you don't have the choice of either one of them is mufka, so both of them are mufka. That's a Rebbe learns the Issa of Tzara. So in fact, there is a kashan of chesed of days, according to Rebbe's drasha of Tzara l'kacha, that you need trail of kuchen, so what did my chayv al-amna say? There was enough trail of kuchen. That's a fact, there is a kasha. And the taisa, since chayv says it's rabbi l'chalitza, so mail the b'chal l'kacha. The b'chal l'kacha. What do you mean? Lekacha chalitza is a lekacha. Chalitza is not a kicha. It's like the yeah. Israel lechalitza means a chayach a kenyan yibum, and that's why the b'chal lekacha. So he says this is the pshat. The Rambam says you're not kind of a kenyan gomer, meaning it's not a yibum. It's not a mitzvah yibum. It's not, but it is a kenyan yibum. That's what it means. It's not a kenyan gomer. So that's why it doesn't work for the tzar. So why does it work for her? Because the holding chalitza comes because she has a zikas yibum. Once you taka do the kinyan yibum, there's no mangel the chalitza. But since you didn't do the mitzvah yibum or the mitzvah chalitza, so that doesn't pass to the tzara. So if you did the kinyan yibum on her, you can't say she needs chalitza. Chalitza is when you still could do a kinyan yibum. Here you already did a kinyan yibum. So that's it. She's done with yibum and chalitza. But since she's done with Yibum and Chalitza, without actually a mitzvah Yibum and Chalitza, she doesn't pass to the Tzar. That's Reb Shimon's pshat in the Rambam, a very interesting pshat. But that's all Reb Shimon could say this in the Rambam, but it's not in the Marsha. The Marsha says the Kinyan is Kedushin. So we're back a little bit shver. If you can make Kedushin, fine. That day you can make Kedushin, shy to say that. We said a whole stickle in the previous Amen. That a regular Vami can't do Kedushin because the Zikis Yibim is Mathir, the Kedushin. Now, Shenken here, Eishasach you don't have, because she's Zayel Lechalitza, and you don't have a Zikis Yibim to Mathir, the Kedushin, well, you can have Kedushin. But the Shaila is so good, but you should still need Chalitza. Why is Kedushin of Tur? I saw in the Mishnah of Aaron, Simon Zayin Aizvav, there's a Gemara later in Afkhav Tess that brings in the man the Yomad at Maimur is Kainim and Atera. The Gemara says in Usa Kol Eisim Maimer BiYavam Aparchem LaAzikus Yavam Mechayla Azikus Erisim. If you could marry a Yavam without Yibum, so then there's no more Yibum. Even if you did it without a Kenyan Yibum, even if you did it with a Kedushin, it's Parchem and Azikus Yavam Mechayla Azikus Erisim. He wants to say the same shant in the Marsha. The Tzara would still need Chalitza because the Tzara still has Azikus Yavam, but she managed to make a Parch Azikus Yavam. So normally by Yavam you can't do it. Kedushin is not Taifus BiYavam. But here, since she's Ma'ukah from Yibam, so Chayat Kedushin, but then she needs Chalitza, once you do the Kedushin, that's the end of the Yibam with Chalitza. Okay, but that's a Mechudosh Sikhav Shah, the Marasha. Let's see a little bit the Sugi of Shniyas. The Raisa brings down all the different Shniyas. The Raisa says, Mutav Be'eshas Chamav. We'll see on Amud Beis. Whenever you have a Raisa that come from the wife, and they're only in Erva because they're married, they're Mutav, they're not a Shniya. But Taisus brings down, and it's a shayla halacha l'maisa. Could someone marry his father-in-law's other wife? Not the one that's the mother-in-law, that's an erva deraisa, but his father-in-law's wife, Eishes Chum of the Braisa says you're allowed to. It brings you Shalman, it's asim isha maris ayin. There's a shayla, the Yehuda has a shayla, what's the maris ayin of Eishes Chum of? Is it because people will think that she's really chamaisai? She'll think that, hey, yes, she's your wife's stepmother. People think that she's really your wife's mother. Or is it the pshat that people will think that your father-in-law will think is your father? So now people think she's Eishes Chum. They'll know that she's not your wife's mother. But she'll think that your father-in-law is really your father, and it'll be Eishes Chum. He claims he's Tutsnadim. He has an afkamina. Al Kopanim, Taisus brings this Yerushalmi. But the Bavli is Mashman and it's Mutter, right? The Bavli says Mutter on the Meshes Chamav. So, he brings also the Yerushalmi of Shnei Chorga Nadarn, Shigaldu Rabayis Asurin. And here it also says, Eshes Chorga is Mutter. You have step siblings. They're not related, but they're brought up in the same house. Issa Maris Ayin, and Chanina says they should get married in a place where people don't know who they are. And Taisus brings down a Maisha Bevavincia, that there was somebody who already made a whole big chasana to marry Eshes Chamav, and Ibn Itam was mafsid the Suda. He did not allow him to do it. And Taisus says, it says in Agamar it's Mutter, Shem Achakach Asrum. Maybe afterwards they asked. Which Pashtus means that the Yerushalmi is coming after. The Braisa says it's Mutter, but the Yerushalmi asked it later. It's a later Gezerah. And then he brings the Bavli, the Sefer Shul Muhammad, that says that by Chargoy, Chargoy Gdele Ben Achim, a step sibling is Mutter. Now, the Rosh brings down Taisus, he also brings the Bahag and the Rach Asir, right? The early Rishainim. But the Rif and the Rambam are Matter, and that's the Dasana and Ban Rajman Dva. It's a Shaila Allah Alamaisa, but the Minig Ashkenaz is to Asir. Now, the Yehuda wants to know, what does Taisus mean, Shema Achach Asrim? The Gemara later in the Afkaf Alfam and Beis brings Rava, that brings a Raya, that you don't say, Kol Shem Nekei Ve'erva, B'zacha Gazer Al Ishtay Mishum Shnia, that any time you have a Nekei Ve that's an Erva, you don't say that that automatically means B'zacha Gazer Al Ishtay Mishum Shnia, from Eishas Chamav. So Rava was going with Eishas Chamav as Mutter. And he was later, the Yishami was going through Rabbi Chanina. So you see clearly the Bavli does argue. Rava, who's later, also says it's Mutter. So Rabbi Kivek explains, no. He says in Chisantazach, he says, the Rishainim, when they ask the Kasha, they don't ask the Kasha, how could, the Yishami says it's Asa, the Bavli says clearly it's Mutter. They say it like this. They say the Bavli says, it's, the Braisa says, Mutter Adha Beishas Chamav, and didn't say that there's an issue of Marisayin. What do you mean? The Braisa says it's Mutter. Why are you talking about from the omission that they didn't say it was Asa? The Braisa says it's Mutter. So McVeigh says, this is what they mean. The Braisa says it's Mutter, meaning it's not a Shniyah. But there's another issue of Marisayin. And it could be Chalukim. The Mashu, we explained, we talked before, that the Torah says, a Shnia, the Kedush is not typhus. And we explained, of course, you need a get. But it means, I mean, the Rabbanan is not typhus. And if someone else is Mekadesh, you'll need a get from the second person. But that's if it's a Shnia. If it's a Shnia, we say, L'chumra, Kedush is not typhus. And if someone else is Mekadesh, you'll need a get from the second person. But if it's Marisayan, so then Kedush is typhus. You won't need a get from the second person. Ozi says, Yerushalmi says that Marisayin is Mutter if they don't know who you are. So there's two dinim. There's a din Shnia, which is not a Shnia. There's another din of Marisayin, but you have a taina, the Braisa doesn't say it. The Braisa says Mutter and doesn't mention, it's Mutter al Shnia, but doesn't mention the Issus. That's Mashma, there is no Issus. But that could have been came later. But Rava, who's quoting the Braisa to bring a raya to a halacha, he doesn't have to say it's Asa because it's not an Issus Shnia. That's all he means. So it's not Shver. Enechanami was already nigged at the time of Rava, but Rava still could quote the Braisa that it's Mutter because he means it's not a Shnia. Mashal says an interesting thing. The Mashal says that Taisus is not coming from the Yishalmi Vaistas. He's coming from Ben Utam. And Ben Utam said that it was Asir. Avagav the Shmaitz in Sharalesh Chamav. Shem Achakach Asir means after the Zman Talmud. That's what the Mashal says in Yamshal Shleimai. He says he thinks the Bahag and the Rach all the way, because they wouldn't argue on the Shas. Vaistais is the Zayr from the Ga'inim. But he's like a little bothered, Ivazai, so why is Tais bring that in the Gemara and Saita that says that Chargai is Mutter? We're talking about a Zayr that happened after this Man of Talmud. So he says, because you could say that the time in the Gemara they didn't bother asking because people knew the Yisr. You didn't have to make the Zayr. And afterwards, people weren't so nizer in the Issus, and the guy didn't make Xerah. But the Gemara in Saita was claring to make Xerah about Chargai, and the reason why they didn't, it says, was Kol Islahu. Not because people are already nizer. So even when there was a makam to be geyser, they still weren't geyser, so that would be a raya that you can't be geyser altogether. That's the Marashal. There's a bigger rain in the Behuda and Kegah that I mentioned, and Kama other Achrenim, that the Yehuda wants to be matter If it's acha misas ishtay, and that would be the normal case, because we go with the chayim ben egeshi, you know, anyway, married two wives. So the Yerushalmi's iser was dafka while his wife was still alive. There you guys are, Mishum Chavayse. But afterwards, the Mimutinesh is Chamav. He brings rice, he's Mayrich, but he doesn't come out with the Klara Heter. And the Mikinege also is Mefaktik on the Heter. It was discussed by a lot of Achreinim, perhaps he came out the Eshav Chamav Acha Misa Shishtai, but the Mayrich and Achreinim are Mekom.